Random Dudes Basketball Podcast. We got Blake. We got Bill.
Yes, sir.
Benjamin here. We are going to do something a little different today. We are actually going to do, and we might make this like a monthly segment, maybe weekly. Who knows? We're doing the Shea Serrano from the Ringer reaction segment. So this past week, he put out an article about a list of players that he thinks could potentially score 101 points and break Will Chamberlain's record, and then kind of narrowed it down and kind of came to the conclusion that Klay Thompson is the one that could do it.
Yeah.
Guy's reaction to that.
I understand why he picked Klay Thompson, because Klay Thompson scored 60 points in 29 minutes where he held the ball for a total of 90 seconds throughout that game and only dribbled 11 times, which is pretty impressive.
Sounds like every Carmelo possession.
Yeah. So I totally get why he picked Klay Thompson, but I think that he passed up James Harden. I'd pick James Harden.
Why? Why James Harden?
Reason why I'd pick James Harden is if you look at what Shea Serrano is talking about, comparing Wilt's 100 points to how Harden plays, I feel like it's pretty parallel, because Wilt's 100 points, I think like 30 of those points were free throws. And so when I look at Klay Thompson's game versus James Harden's game, I don't see Klay Thompson getting to the free throw line as often as James Harden could. And I think James Harden could get as volcanically hot as Klay Thompson could get. So that's why I'm going with James Harden. Just because he would get, if he was going for 100 points, he'd be able to get a large portion of that from free throws.
Yeah, no, that's true. But don't you think the fact that the Warriors roster, every single member of the team on the floor at any given time are willing and, this is the key point, capable passers that will whip the ball around and get Klay Thompson the ball. Whereas, you know, let's say Ryan Anderson has it, right? I mean, like, he's probably worse than passing than all of us. So, don't you feel like if they just double James Harden to prevent him from 100, that perhaps his teammates won't be able to get him the ball and get him to score?
Yeah, I mean, that is true. Because when Wilt scored his 100 points, he had a rookie on him for most of the game.
Yeah. The backup, because the starter was injured.
Yeah. So that's definitely an issue. But, I mean, James Harden just had a triple-double where he had 50 points with 15 assists.
So that's 80 right there.
Yeah. So I feel like that's, even though he would be keyed in on by the defense, he's that good.
That's my issue with the James Harden argument, is that I feel like he's not the kind of guy who can come around screens or something like that and get a pass and just shoot it. He really has to create his own shot. And so I feel like, for two reasons, he's going to have the ball in his hands and it's going to waste time. And then number two, the defense is just going to come at him. Like, there's going to get to a point where he's got 60-something points that he's just going to be double-teamed. And where someone like Klay Thompson, who comes off the ball looking for a pass, even if he has 60 points, it's not like you can just send two guys at him while he doesn't have the ball. So if he can get open and come off screens, I feel like, at least in today's game, a guy like Klay Thompson, who can just be the catch-and-shoot guy coming off screens to get it, I think that's almost necessary to be able to score that many points.
Yeah, I think Harden would get most of the way there. What do you guys think about big men? Like an Anthony Davis.
Scoring 100 points?
Yeah. Or Boogie Cousins. I mean, assuming they weren't on the same team.
I thought that was interesting. I mean, Shea talked about that in the article. It was saying that, say, Boogie goes and gets 28 dunks in the game, that only puts him at 56 points, and say he gets 30 free throws, he's only going to get 80 points. Like, yeah, you really have to have, like, that three-point game going. Like, I feel like if this is going to happen, someone's going to score 100 points, they're going to have to drop, like, 10 or 11 threes. Because on top of that, say they do get 20 free throws, then you're at 50, and now you still have to get 25 dunks, layups, whatever, buckets, mid-range jumpers, things like that. I mean, if there was a big guy who's going to do it, I would probably pick DeMarcus Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, yeah, it's just, that it would, it would just take so much effort and so much would have to go into
so
it.
So who do you have been?
I agree. As soon as I saw like the title of the article, I agree. I thought Klay Thompson was the guy. I think Klay Thompson can do it. I think LeBron James could do it.
Interesting.
But I don't think he would. I just think it's part of like his DNA and his like Shea alluded to it, like his respect for history. Like he wouldn't want to break that record. Which, whatever, who knows. I think LeBron could do it, though. I think KD.
I think KD is another good choice.
Could do it.
Yeah.
And then who could do it but won't because of his surrounding teammates is like Russell Westbrook. Like, I just don't think Russell Westbrook has enough around him to keep him open enough for the game. Because it's kind of like the same thing with as James Harden. He has to have the ball in his hands to create for his shot.
See, I actually think having the ball in your hands makes it possible for you to be able to score 100 points easier than coming off of screens. But the reason why Russell Westbrook won't do it is because, as Shea pointed out, his shooting percentage isn't high enough. And you need and Russell typically takes forced shots. And
right.
So in order to score 100 points, he'd have to like make all of those forced shots.
it was 100 points on 102 shots or whatever is what he said.
Honestly, at this
who do you
point,
think could do it?
Yeah, honestly, at this point, the most likely candidate would be Kobe coming out of retirement.
And then 200 shots.
Yeah, exactly.
What did
exactly.
he take in his last game against Utah? He took, was it 50 something shots?
Yeah, almost 60. It was high 40s for 60
high 40s
points.
For 60 points.
Yeah. So, no, not possible. You would need to take enough shots. You need to take every single shot for both teams to score 100.
Yeah. Will this record ever be broken? Will anyone ever score 100 points?
I don't think so. Not in the way that the basketball game is played right now in the NBA. No.
I think it just comes to a point where the defense would just buckle down on this guy. I remember it was a couple years ago in the All-Star game. Wasn't it Russell Westbrook was about to be like Bill Russell's All-Star game scoring points or something like that? And they actually played defense to stop him.
Like real defense.
Yeah. And then like this year, of course, in the All-Star game, no one cared. And I think two guys broke. I think Russell Westbrook and Anthony Davis broke the record or something like that. But I just feel like there's a point where like there's just too much on the line. People wouldn't want to.
I think it'll get broken.
You think it will?
Yeah.
Like soon?
I don't know when, but I think it'll get broken because some player will just go crazy on just some garbage team.
The Knicks or something?
Garbage team that has injuries and is like the second to last game of the season. I could see that.
So if it were to happen,
that's what Will did.
Yeah.
If it happens this year, what team does it happen on? Who is that garbage team? Is it the Lakers? Is it the Nets?
It's got to be the Nets, right?
It's probably I would say the Nets.
Got to be the Nets.
Maybe the Mavericks. I hate to say that, but they're so old.
I think the Lakers because I think they're young enough. I feel like the Nets actually have some like defensive. Ish guys like Rondae Hollis Jefferson, like he can kind of play defense and maybe lock up whoever that was.
The problem is the Lakers are young enough to still get fights. The veterans give up. When you're two games left, the veterans are like, I got to maintain my career. The young guys are still trying to fight and get fiery about
it. I could see Steph Curry doing it to the Clippers just because
because he's Steph.
Yeah.
Seems to always enjoy thrashing the Clippers.
Yeah. Couple injuries, couple sits. I can see that.
Yeah. All right, so top three players who could do it.
Come to consensus. Klay stays in the top three.
Klay.
James Harden.
Who's that third?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. I like those.
That's it?
Yeah.
I like it. Now, what's crazy is two of those guys are on the same team, and two of those guys used to be on the same team.
Yeah.
Which brings it back to our Oklahoma City focus. Oh, it's just crazy that those three guys are on the same team. All right, thanks for listening, guys. Subscribe. Tune in next time. We'll have more good stuff for you that we'll talk about. Until next time, have a good one.
Peace.